Chapter 11. Jackie Robinson. Jack Roosevelt Jackie Robinson was the first Afro-American to break the color barrier and play Major League Baseball in the United States. He was born in Georgia, but his family soon moved to Pasadena, California, where young Jackie showed great talent in all sports. In high school, and later at UCLA, he starred in baseball, basketball, football, and track, then served in the Army during World War II. After the war, Robinson began playing professional baseball for the Kansas City Monarchs of the Negro National League. In those days, non-whites were prohibited from playing Major League Baseball, even though the Negro Leagues had many talented players and regularly beat Major League teams in exhibition games, racist laws, customs, and attitudes kept blacks out of the majors. Jackie Robinson changed all that. Branch Rickey, president of the Brooklyn Dodgers, now the Los Angeles Dodgers, of the National League, decided to integrate professional baseball. Rickey signed Robinson to a Dodger contract and sent him to play the 1946 season with the Montreal Royals, a Dodger farm team. Robinson led the league in hitting with a .349 average, stole 40 bases, scored 113 runs, and Rickey felt he was ready for the majors. The Dodgers opened the 1947 season at home in Brooklyn's Ebbets Field, with Jackie Robinson at second base. He quickly established himself as one of the best, most exciting players in the league and was voted Rookie of the Year. 2 years later, he won the National League's batting championship with a .342 average and was named the league's most valuable player. Robinson was especially known for his base-stealing ability and was one of the few players who could steal home plate. It's said that during those years, having Robinson on third base and star pitcher Sal Magley of the arch-rival New York Giants on the mound was the most dramatic situation baseball could produce. With his natural fiery temper, Robinson showed heroic restraint by ignoring, or at least enduring, the taunts and violent racial epithets of other players, some of them on his own team. His example paved the way for many other black players and caused a major shift in Major League Baseball. Until the early 1950s, the American League was considered superior to the National League. When the color line was broken, National League teams quickly signed many players from the Negro Leagues, but the American League tried to remain all white. With this fresh talent, the National League began dominating baseball, and the American League finally integrated. By the 1970s, Afro-Americans represented about one-fourth of the active players in both leagues. Jackie Robinson retired from the Dodgers in 1956, and in 1962 was the first black inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. After retiring, he took a job as vice president of the Chock Full of Nuts Corporation in New York City, and served the governor of New York as special assistant on community relations. He was honored at the opening of the 1972 World Series, the 25th anniversary of his entering the major leagues, but died suddenly in his home 2 weeks later.